Tom Hanks is back as Robert Langdon in Inferno.
I need access to the Dante mask.
The Dante mask is no longer here. It was stolen. Here's the security footage.
Professor, that looks like you.
I have no memory of taking that mask.
You did?
Oh, that's why. That's why the mask is no longer there. Because not the guy who took it. It's you. You're the one that took the Aladente mask.
Okay. The American.
You look very good on your face.
All right, now we are solved the crime.
Oh, there we go.
Our stoner saw this. See if you can catch the Tom DeLonge reference in our stoner movie review of Inferno.
This one starts out with Tom Hanks with a bullet wound and a whole bunch of demon LSD trips. Looks like movie starts out looking like he just had a bad trip, man. And it kind of keeps going that way. With female assassins and crazy witches. I knew that from the beginning who was who again. Not like I'm super awesome at picking out plot points of movies, but it's just not that hard these days. But yeah, this was a fun one. You know, a lot of people were there. It's been a long day. I'm yawning. No yawning. Why yawning? But anyways, like all the other Angels and Airwaves flicks with Tom Hanks in it, this one was fun, thriller, overtly complicated, but superbly simplified, so even the idiots like me can figure it out. It looks like they had like artifacts and relics and whatnot, and Tom Hanks' character is doing what Tom Hanks' character does, and that's like Indiana Jones without the bullwhip or the fighting sense or the cowboy hat. Wrong, that's not a cowboy hat. It's not a cowboy hat. Indiana Jones didn't have a cowboy hat. Indiana Jones wore a fedora. He wore a leather fedora, wide-rimmed leather fedora. I'll never make that mistake again. Please don't tell anyone I said that.
Okay.
Angels and Airwaves, new movie. Inferno gets a couple blunts, and I'll throw a dab hit that its way, too. Can't complain too much, but meh, it could be better. Back to you guys.
Angels and Airwaves, and I love that he's tossing it back to us now.
In Tom DeLonge's new one,
I know.
Angels and Airwaves.
Wrong, Tom.
Critics did not like this movie as much as our stoner did, getting 20% on Rotten Tomatoes, and our audience enjoyed it to the tune of 41%. Senselessly frantic and altogether shallow, Inferno sends the Robert Langdon trilogy spiraling to a convoluted new low. The Unspoken is out today, and this is the new Halloween horror film. This woman takes a job working as a nanny in a house where another family disappeared 2 years earlier that's secretly being used by drug dealers to hide their stash.
Boys will be boys.
Whoever lives in that house, kill it!
What do you want? Just tell me what you want!
Is this a good Halloween pick for us this weekend, Liz?
Looks like I'm surprised anybody saw it. Critics haven't even bothered to rate it. Wonder if they've even seen it. And the audience doesn't even like it either. 20% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's a bad sign.
Yeah.
When they don't give it to the critics review, that means they know the movie is terrible and don't want anybody else to know that until you spend your $7.50 seeing a matinee.
Save your money, maybe.
All right. Very good. Indiana Jones wore a leather fedora. That's my takeaway from all this.